Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Last Sunday evening, as I keyed this week's news from the Upper Gunflint, Old Man Winter was taking at what might be one last swipe at the Northland. He wasn't fooling around either. So the first of our April showers were of the white variety. Had it not been for the temperature hanging out just around the freezing mark, the snow accumulation might have been a doozy. As it was, where there was old snow on the ground, the new white stuck. But where old Saul had gnawed away the winter blanket to bare earth, it was mushy muck. By Monday morning, however, another 4 to 8 inches was added to the count along the South Gunflint Lake shore. What this means now is that the next really warm day, our mud season, will officially be underway. With month 4 already a week old, the recent conditions have been a far cry from reflecting April's full pink maple sugar moon and mingling thoughts of green sprouts and budding trees. But that is certain to change, as winter-bound folks from these parts have high hopes for the first full month of spring. Speaking of green, the territory is 1 month away from the 4th Gunflint Greenup, May 6th and 7th. Web registrations are still being taken, gunflintgreenup.com, and volunteers are needed to assist in the Friday-Saturday night meal functions. If any local is interested in helping out in the food service line, contact Lee Zoff. News came in from B. Griffiths on March 31st, letting folks in border country know that her Ralph had fallen a couple Saturdays before. He broke the femur in his right leg and has been in considerable misery. His leg is cast in a metal contraption after surgery on March 26th, and he remains hospitalized, according to her message. Ralph has been in rehab for 2 weeks, learning to walk in his recovery equipment. He may be facing a period of time in a nursing home for additional therapy and convalescence before getting to go home. For those readers not familiar with Ralph and Bee, they are the former longtime owners of the Chickwack Resort, now the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center at the end of the trail. I'm sure that these wonderful former gunflinters would appreciate hearing from their many friends, both near and far. Beauty has always been held in the eyes of the beholder, and although we are entering what many call the ugly stage of year in the upper trail, natural items of artistic appeal are happening with each passing day. The magic of our snow season is in transformation now. Where the power of Saul has been peeking through the forest canopy, daily gnawing has created some splendid sculpturing in territorial snowbanks. Often the most intriguing textures can be found in the plowed, windrow mixture of snow, ice, and Northwoods dirt along backcountry roads. But one had better not blink, because it's here one day and vastly different the next. On another note, where those beaming rays find their way to ground level, the trickle of melting winter is picking up the pace. Everyone knows the damaging power that moving water possesses. To think that such destruction could happen from simple early spring ooze meandering its way down a wilderness road is almost incomprehensible. These gurgling streams, reflecting a winter gone by, are as captivating as the anticipation of the first white cover in October. So although yours truly can't get enough of the cold time of year, I guess I'm really a person for all season, exception being July and August. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor spring coming to the Northland.